Have you bought any lottery tickets lately? You know, lotteries are a popular thing, and it seems like more and more states are advocating the use of lotteries as a means to raise money. Are they good things? What do you think about it? Have you bought any tickets for yourself? Now, one of the things that, of course, that is advanced and is pressed is that this is a good way for a state to raise money. And states can always use more money. And politicians are reluctant to raise taxes. You know, when it comes election time, no politician wants to be known as favoring higher taxes. And so the lottery seems to be an easy way to get money without raising taxes. Now, let me suggest a few things in connection with that. The poor are the ones who suffer the most with this. It's the poor who basically end up buying most of the lottery tickets because they so want to somehow strike it rich. I have a friend who works in a supermarket, and he says oftentimes people will come in and they'll pay for their groceries, use food stamps and all the rest, maybe have $1 or $2 left, they'll buy a lottery ticket with the hope, maybe this time, I'll really strike it rich, I'll get thousands of dollars by buying the one lottery ticket. So the poor then are basically the ones now who are being taxed. It's a hidden tax on the poor. And let me suggest something else, too, that it's a very costly way to raise money. It's a costly way to tax people. They say that to raise $10, it costs $5. $5 of the people's money that's going into this thing is used for promotion and for expense. Whereas if you have taxation, the cost is very minimal. In one case, it was estimated at being about 5 cents or $10 of the tax that you raise. So we have to say that really, if a state needs revenue, the most economical way to get that revenue, and the way that costs the people the least amount is by simply having a straightforward, honest tax. Let me read something that is a statement from a study. This is a study that was made by the City of New York. It's entitled Legal Gambling in New York, a Discussion of Numbers in Sports Betting, and it concludes, legal gambling is an unreliable source that requires constant promotion. Compared with other forms of taxation, it is wasteful of human and financial resources. So it's a waste. It's really a waste of money. And the poor people are the ones who are being hurt the most. They're the ones who are spending. It's a poor way for a state to raise money. And so really we have to say that it requires constant promotion. At first when a lottery is started, people are excited and a lot of people are buying tickets, and then it gets old, and so the state has to constantly promote the thing. You know, they'll put out the big name winners, and you too could be one of these who wins $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000. Or so much for the rest of your life per month. And this is promoted and advertised. And of course, all that costs money. It's a waste of the taxpayer's money. But let me get to what the Bible has to say about it, because I think the Bible deals with this area. The 10th commandment says, thou shalt not covet. It goes on to speak about coveting anything that your neighbor has, desiring. Greed. The Bible warns about greed, basically. It says, listen, you should not be greedy. The Lord Jesus talked about that often. I want to read one verse of his from Luke chapter 12. And in Luke chapter 12 and verses 15, he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. And Jesus here says, listen, watch out for greed. Real living is not having things. Having things will not basically make you happy. Now, we need to have food, we need to have clothing, we need to have shelter. But most people, especially in the Western world in which we live, are not interested simply in the basics. They want the luxury. Jesus said, listen, having things is not the most important thing in life. That isn't what you should go after. He says, put the things of God first. Live for God. This is what's most important. In Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, Jesus says, don't make the thrust of your life things. Don't make the thrust of your life money. In 1 Timothy, he says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And you think of the evil that is accomplished day by day simply because of our love for money. You know, there are people today that are selling drugs, don't even use them perhaps themselves. The only motive is financial. It's greed. There are millions and billions of dollars that are spent in the drug traffic today in the world. And greed, you think of the greed involved in prostitution. And in so many of the crimes that are taking place, it's the money motive. And Jesus here warns against that thing. He says, don't live for money, don't love things, live for God. Put the things of God first. This is what really matters. You know, when we come to die, it's not going to matter too much what kind of car we drove around. And if you lie on your deathbed, you won't be thinking about maybe a new Cadillac you have. It won't matter whether you've driven an old Ford that's 15 years old when you come to die. Those things will have no value whatsoever. How important, then, to live for the things that matter. But we're slow to learn. Someone asked Samuel Gompers once, and he was a leader of the labor movement years ago in this country. And they said to him, Mr. Gompers, exactly what is it that labor wants? What is it that labor really wants? Well, Mr. Gompers thought a minute, and then he smiled, and he said, more. More. Labor wants more. And that's true of the human heart. More. We're never satisfied. Never satisfied. Always more. If you have a new car, next year you want not only a new car, but you want a car that's up a grade, a bigger car, a more powerful car. Always moving up as far as our homes are concerned. Always greedy. And the Lord warned against that thing. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so that the whole aspect of greed is something that is so contrary to what the Lord Jesus himself taught. And he said that we should guard ourselves from covetousness. Keep yourself, he said. Beware of covetousness. Watch out for this thing that's in every human heart and that we have to guard against. Things will not bring satisfaction. Mr. Getty, who was a billionaire, once said, many people think that making money will bring happiness. And he said, it's a big mistake. He said, I would have given all my money to have one happy marriage. I think he was married 8 times. But he was, living in splendor and wealth. But as he thought of the things he owned and possessed, he said, they do not give happiness. How true it is. We're slow to learn that. Now, the person who is buying lottery tickets, or who is gambling, is basically dissatisfied, and he's thinking, somehow, if I could be lucky here, then I'll really make it. And I'll have money. And money will bring happiness. And I want to get money, if at all possible. And this looks like a quick chance, an easy chance, of suddenly becoming rich. The Bible says, look, it says a person is to labor. In Ephesians 4:28, he says, let him that soul steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands. And the Bible says, listen, if you once were interested in getting things by stealing, and this may be true in dishonest business, it may be true in various means, not only just outright burglary. When you come to know the Lord, stop it. Stop that attitude. Instead, become productive. Instead of expecting now that you're going to get something for nothing and you're going to live off the labor of others, you become one who labors and becomes productive, and then you can give to others. Give to others instead of thinking about constantly acquiring for yourself. So the scripture is very strong on that matter. Warnings about covetousness. Warnings about being content. Scripture says, be content with such things as you have. This is Hebrews 13. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so the believer in the Lord Jesus can say, God's never going to leave me. And Christ is never going to leave me. When I die, I'm going to have to leave all things behind anyway. So if I don't have the newest car and the newest home and the best thing, Lord, help me to be content. And to live for you, and to put your things first. Don't covet. And so the whole principle here of whether it's lottery or other forms of gambling is a desire to be rich and to make a lot of money quickly without putting out any effort yourself. And that principle is wrong. That principle is absolutely wrong. If you'd be interested in a booklet on this subject, we have one entitled Gambling and Drinking. It also has a section on drinking. We'd be glad to send that to you. If you would just write to us and request that, and if you could help a little with the mailing, that would be fine. But we would like you to have this book, which I think you'd find helpful. It's entitled Gambling and Drinking, and drinking is a real problem, an increasing problem in our country. This booklet deals with both of those issues. So if you would write, we'd be very happy to send that to you. And let me encourage you, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus, and basically you're still living for things, all what you need to do is come to know God. You need to come to know the Lord Jesus. And you need to come to know the peace and the rest and the joy that he alone can give. If only you would come to him as a sinner and say, Lord Jesus, I need you, save me. May the Lord help you do that.